What's the word? What we doing when we coming outside?
We gon' vibe, we gon' turn up when we coming outside.
What's the vibe? What we doing when we going outside?
What you mean we ride and slide and we coming outside?
Outside, let's go and have fun outside. We outside till the sun come up. Trying to find out what we doing, never giving up on what we said we could be doing outside. Let's go and have fun outside. We outside till the sun come up. We're running to have thrills. We try to find out what we doing, never giving up on dreams that we could be doing outside.
I like to have fun, just look at the sky. Dang, now you see time go by. It's so crisp, now you making a wish. Don't take too long, cause I'm making a clip. Tryna go out and make it, tryna go out and take it. Hey, I'm hungry, let's go out and make it. Not tryna be rude, just tryna eat food. Watch this flow, make y'all hungry too.
Walk out the door, there's so much more that life has in store outside the door. Hit up the homies, no time for phonies. Real people only too old for baloney. Chillin' with the guys, chillin' with the gals. Going to the lake, yeah, live with my pals. Summer living, live with twin 'em. You know the vibes, we always bring 'em.
Tremble mind, at the same time. You think you the best? Writing on my chest. At the same time, you wanna mind. Oh, it's not in mind. So you think you mean, at the same time. At the same time, I wanna flow outside, but this ain't my side, this ain't my time. This is not my time to advise you, to advise somebody new.
Pop out, best dressed with a silver chain running down my neck. I don't do yoga, but you know I gotta flex. I don't wear Kobe, but I'm always signing checks. Time to be alive, it's time to be outside. Feeling like a Sean, it's a vibe all the time. I don't got a car, but I know how to drive. I can tie shoes, but I'm in a soul tie. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all really thought I was finished, but I ain't even eating 2 days and I'm tripping. I'ma pop out just to see what I've been missing. What's the vibe? What we doing when we going outside? I look too bomb. I'm the standard. You can't blow my mind.
What's the word? What we doing when we coming outside?
No vibe. We gon' turn up when we coming outside.
What's the vibe? What we doing when we going outside?
What you mean we ride and slide and we coming outside?
And we are recording. I am, my name is Enrique Rivera and I am with Kite's Nest. Working with SJLA, the Social Justice Leadership Academy. And this summer session, we had the pleasure to go visit Wave Farm and have a tour of the grounds, have a session with Jen where she shared some music editing and how field recordings could be distorted. And then we went on and did our own field recordings. And then in the last few weeks since our visit to Wave Farm, we've took some of those recordings and made songs and music out of them. Right now I'm with Gabby, Harmony, and Avi. We are currently sitting in my car because it is the quietest and coolest place available to us at the moment. But it feels appropriate because this is where I listen to a lot of WGXC radio, where this will be broadcasted on Friday. And so the first question that I wanted to ground us with, or first thought, was there a sound or an experience at Wave Farm that really resonated with y'all?
This is Harmony speaking. So what sounds resonated with me? Probably, honestly, I would say the, like, underground, like, exhibit. It was really cool to, like, hear what, like, that could have sounded like. And it really made you think. Like, I love, like, art exhibits or sound exhibits that make you think. And I feel like I felt that a lot at Wave Farm. So the experience was definitely great.
It was called Underground Codes.
Underground Codes. Yeah. So cool. It's really cool.
Hello, hello. This is Gabby speaking. One of my favorite, like, sound experiences I had at Wave Farm was probably also the Underground Coach, just because it was cool to like envision and like put yourself into like the shoes of like your ancestors, and to like really envision and feel like what our people were going through back then just through sound. Like, I think that's so cool. It's like kind of like seeing into history, but instead of seeing in, you're hearing, like you're listening into history. But that was definitely one of my favorites. Another one, I would say something that I really enjoyed about like my sound experience with Wavefarm was when we got to listen back to our recordings and we got to just hear like all the laughter and like all the like pure joy that people were, that we were having with each other as we got to like go throughout this exhibit and make different sounds and record different things. I got to get on the phone and record a conversation. That was really cool. But yeah, I think my highlight of my sound experience there would definitely be listening back to the recordings and just hearing the joy of collaboration. But yeah.
I just felt like it was like awesome and pretty cool when we got there. I just felt like OMG, we're actually recording on, we can hear us from the sound wave. And also I also with Gabby, the phone thing was one of my favorite experiences at the wave farm. It was really, really cool. But one of my favorite experiences of wave farm is when I got to talk on the phone and stuff. It was like one of the olden days times back then when they recorded it. It was like so cool. And I was like, hello, hello. And I was like, they're answering me. But it was pretty fun. It was like fun, laughter, friendship, and out in the community.
Hello? Yo, you come on. You need to take a walk.
I know you'll be here when I'm alone, but my problems can't be solved on the phone. Lately I just need some space, so bet I'm heading towards the astral plane. I know you'll be here when I'm alone, but my problems can't be solved on the phone. Lately I just need some space, so bet I'm heading towards the astral plane.
Trying to keep my composure, still looking for the closure. Don't wanna crash out.
Crash out.
So I take myself out. Outside.
Outside.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Nature's medicine. That clears my mind. I feel one with the sun.
One with the sun.
Flowing with the wind.
Flowing with the wind.
Blowing life's turmoils away.
Bye bye.
And the pain held in. Feeling the stillness, grounded by the earth, feeling lighter with each step.
One, two.
Nature's blessing and rebirth.
Tweet, tweet.
I know you'll be here when I'm alone, but my problems can't be solved on the phone. Lately, I just need some space, so bet I'm heading towards the astral plane. I know you'll be here when I'm alone, but my problems can't be solved on the phone. Lately, I just need some space, so bet I'm heading towards the astral plane.
I think how in the beginning she showed like the different volumes and levels of crickets, and I thought that was really cool.
It like sped up and she sped, or she slowed it down, right? That's what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could pass it to your left.
That's the right.
I'd say probably like I was recording water from like a tube coming down, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, so I won't forget that one.
With my group, we had Anthony do random sounds into the mic, and he just like randomly said random things, and it like got involved with our music.
It was like a studio with lots of land. A very beautiful place and cool machinery.
Yeah. What else would you say about Wave Farm? Anything else that stood out? Like even checking the park out and stuff. Like, do you want to share what it was like interacting with the exhibits?
I guess it was cool. I said machinery. Nothing else.
Yeah, like Elio said, the exhibits were really nice. And like the telephone parts where you got to hear different like people answer the phone. And you also got to hear people's like conversations and stuff. It was pretty cool and I enjoyed it.
Going around to see like all the stuff that like, you know, sound can make was like a nice experience, especially like hearing the sound where like how it feels to be like underneath the boat in the middle passage. And yeah, because I was learning about that at school, so it kind of really interested me. And also with the telephone, it was very impressive how it like it was also just seeing how we could like just have a full-on conversation with random people in the middle of nowhere.
It was a little scary too.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
I already asked some of these questions in the last session that was with Harmony, Gabby, and Avi, but now we have Kai in the car, and I'm just going to pass it to Kai if she has anything that she wants to share about some sounds or experiences at Wave Farm that we captured that you'll that really resonated with you or that you won't forget.
Hi, this is Kai. I feel like we've never did anything like this. It was very unique to observe nature and making music out of it. I feel like it resonated with me because sometimes I get to think outside the unrealistic bubble of what music can be or should be when music is all around us, even just when it comes to just being connected and just with other people. You could do it with other people. It resonates differently with other people. I think the best sound I think we made was with Anthony. You know, just testing it and, you know, testing the mic and being funny and being our unique selves. That's what Kaisness brings, uniqueness. We're unique in every way, shape, form, and we're still one. I feel like it was a very good experience for everybody to be like funny on the mic or go to a pond and plop rocks. We didn't know how beneficial it would be once we put it on a track. And we used a lot of the music that we made there with you guys on tracks, believe it or not. And we made something bigger out of it with just the time that we had. So it was very fun and I enjoyed myself. It was very different. And just a plus would be the telephones. I never been in an area where you can have conversations worldwide and it still comes back to you. And you can leave your voice and a message up there for someone to hear. You never know what it can reflect on someone.
Were there any, I guess even during our season together, it could be Wave Farm or in the music part, are there any sounds? You mentioned Anthony, but Anthony's producer tag, but any sounds from nature, especially in thinking of nature that like maybe you hadn't really tuned into or that have caught your attention that stand out to y'all at all? I guess I'm also thinking about what was it like the first time you guys put the headphones on your ear when you listened to the recording and you're like, whoa, like like that crazy realization where it's like, whoa, these all these sounds have been going on at the same time?
Probably when I know he bring up Anthony and he's not here, but probably when Anthony was like, wait, can you hear me? And he just kept like going back, and I had the recorder and the mic and the headphones, and he kind of just kept walking back, and it was crazy that I can like hear him so far away. So yeah.
How did using the gear change how you saw or heard things? Whether it was using these microphones, these Zoom H1 recorders, or the editing software to actually mix the songs and make them, how was that experience for y'all?
For me, I liked using the Zoom recorders. They picked up on things that I wouldn't have picked up on without the recorder and the headphones on, like how Harmony was saying. At points, we could like hear people like down the trail from us, but like in the headphones, but they weren't with our group. They were like a few feet away, but it was just so crazy to like hear how sound can travel differently through like our ears and through a microphone on a tiny recording device. It was really crazy. Another thing, I feel like a lot of the water sounds that we got and captured, I don't know, in real life, when you hear it, it's not something that you would like, that would shock you, or that would really maybe catch the attention, like a water drop or like something dropping in the water making that sound. You wouldn't really catch that or pay too much attention to it hearing it just by ear, but hearing it through the mic, it's like you can hear the impact, you can kind of hear like the echo of the sound, or maybe the vibration of the sound coming off the water more clearly, like in the mic. It's just like a crisper sound. I don't know. It was very calming. I will say that. Like the whole experience as a whole was very calming. I feel like, especially like my group, we were recording things that we thought sounded good to us. So a lot of that was like experimenting with like the water. We like threw rocks in the water, recorded that. We dropped some of them, threw them to see if they sound different. What else did we do? Oh, there was this booth in the woods. It was like this red booth, and it had a whole bunch of like other older equipment left there for you to like make sound with. There was this metal piece that I enjoyed actually like making sound with. It sounded really cool. I didn't use it in a track, but it still sounded really cool. It was like, I don't even know what it was. I think it was just scrap metal, but it was scrap metal with like this little chain on it. And so like I like dragged the chain, dropped the chain. It was just cool listening to the sound you can make out of things that you might see every day. You don't think about that until you're in the environment and given the opportunity to create something literally out of nothing. But yeah, and I think that was like something that really stood out to me, and that I'll be taking away from there, is that like you can literally create something out of nothing, because we were making sound out of anything we could find. Water, tin cans, scrap metals. But it was so fun, and I would do it again.
What was the process for y'all choosing which field recordings that you captured to use in your track?
So our process as to like being one when we got into our own musical share week would be us listening to them one by one, honestly, and seeing what would fit in our creative flow for what we're trying to stir up for that music week. I feel like as soon as we heard Anthony's, I know as much as we talk about him,
we were like, yeah, this automatically is going on a song. We don't know what song, but it's going on a song, and we made it on a song. Even when we took recordings of the sound of someone calling and answering, it was just all creative flow from there. I feel like even though we didn't use all the recordings, we were inspired to make our own sounds, even in the recording station, recording area, you would say, at that time, to make music. So I feel like we will take this lesson on to further ourselves. We'll take this lesson to further ourselves, to know that we can use anything around us to project music and do music. It's different and it's fun.
The process for choosing field recordings to use in your track?
I liked it. I feel like the kids had a lot of fun with it too. I don't know, I was just interested to see how like we could remix like the sounds that we captured, even like the crickets. Like the crickets sounded super cool. Like it was so cool. I like the remixing and adding beats to it.
Is there anything that y'all learned about yourselves in the creative process of doing this, whether visiting Wavefarm, tapping into things y'all haven't seen before, whether it was like through art, audio, sounds, listening, music, beats? I'm just trying to think of like the wide spectrum of things we did, and if anything resonated with y'all that you felt like you learned about yourself or your own creativity.
I guess just like I already love like communicating and talking to people, but I guess like communicating, like developing my communicating and talking skills with like the phone, because that's like scary if you think about it. Like you get on the phone with like a random stranger and they're like talking to you and you know where they are. So I guess just developing like those like communicating skills.
I guess also just joining other organizations itself, knowing what they bring in, other projects that they worked on outside of helping us out, trying to figure out what we are looking to do, and them introducing things that we are interested in doing, keeping in everything in one. It's very interesting to see that we all have like the same creative flow once it's time to start creating. I love the space that they allowed us to have as well, just for my pointers. It was a beautiful landscape of things that created sound itself as well, that you'll never think that you'll see randomly walking around in a space. So I like how they can make us, or influence us rather, to make sounds, and then also have their own sound link or sound waves in their area.
I feel like something that I learned from this experience, other than the fact that you can create anything out of nothing, I feel like was to give everything a chance and to be open-minded. Because when I heard Wave Farm, I didn't know what we were going to do. I knew like sound was some sort of incorporation, but as soon as I heard farm, I was kind of like, I wasn't that interested at first. But then I got there and they like introduced us to like their exhibits. Like the one that there was this exhibit there where there was this pole, and I think it was like three poles connected, and they had little solar panels. They had little solar panels in the direction of the sun, and through the phone it like sent a signal, and those signals like were sounds. So they're like, they have an app, a Wavefarm app, that the computer in there takes the signals that it takes, that's getting from the sun, and then it translates it into sound. But that was really cool to hear, because it sounded like
it sounded almost like the rays of the sun were, like, alive and, like, having communication almost. Like, it was really cool. It just gives you a whole new perspective on, like, nature and a whole new appreciation, too, because, I don't know, I feel like one of the main reasons why we value each other so much and, like, community and as humans is because we have communication and we can express ourselves freely. I don't really think we ever sit back to, like, think about how nature is expressing itself or, like, in the ways nature might be communicating with us or trying to, and the messages that are trying to come across. But yeah, I really just, like, take back an eye-opening experience from this and being more appreciative of, like, everyday things I see within nature, like the grass, the sun, the wind, because it's all really beautiful and it all really is, like, alive in its own way and contributes to our day-to-day lives. So I don't know, yeah, I think I just took back like a lot of awareness and appreciation for the nature out of this experience.
What do I gotta say to the mic? What the mic gotta say to me?
The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone. The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone. The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone.
Ocean is my home when I'm in it and I'm alone. I swim round and round, but yet no one to be found. It may sound a little dark, but trust me, you'll get the spark. If you do it enough, you'll swim without trust.
Full off of changes. When the ocean stands together and hand in hand, the ocean deep and the unknown, let the ocean bleed. Full off the change, full off the changes. When the ocean stands together and hand in hand, the ocean deep with me, I know it be ocean bleeds.
Sometimes I wanna be alone, with waves and trees, I call it home. Pack it up, send it out, you're on your own. Pack your worries with your trials, I'm on the road. I hope I grow and flourish like I'm a rose. But who knows, everyone's fate is unknown. So why should I fight the fight if it's unknown, when I can protect what I call home, like.
The ocean's my home, when I'm in it I'm alone. But we can't see what's underneath, a whole new world is out of reach. Its beauty doesn't scare me. Deep in the water I will sing. There's so much that we can't see. A whole new world is waiting for me.
Didn't have the right to understand my time. I don't have the time or convenience to be the same thing after the same wing. To understand my thing. My pain is my home, you understand my gun. It's a dome of protection. Understand my next. You understand my next. You understand my next.
The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone. The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone. The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone. The ocean is my home. When I'm in it, I'm alone.